Then I talk about the depth distortion in stereoscopic 3D displays. And here, depth distortion, I mean the distortion in the perceived depth by the presentation technique. Many stereoscopic 3D displays do temporal interlacing on left eye image and right eye image. So when the left eye gets an image, the right eye does not see anything, and vice versa. And this temporal delay causes depth distortion. So once you start seeing it, this phenomenon keeps bothering you. So please wear stereo glasses. This is an illustration of depth distortion. We noticed it back in 2006 during World Cup series, and the ball was rolling on the ground, but it was appearing as if it's flying over the ground when it's moving in one direction, but when the ball is moving in the other direction, it appears as if it's going beneath the ground. And this is caused by the temporal delay between the two eyes, and it's caused by the horizontal motion. So, switch back to the presentation. So we are proposing a method that can reduce the depth. A new method can reduce the depth distortion. Let me first explain how depth distortion occurs in our perception. So this x-axis is time, and y-axis is horizontal displacement on the screen. And the screen is trying to show an object motion like this with zero disparity. And the display has finite frame rate. So the object motion is captured at each capture period. And this is temporal interlacing display, so it shows the left eye image first, and then the right eye image. And when we perceive the disparity, luckily when we compare the two subframe images within one frame, we get the correct depth. But the brain doesn't know when the frame starts and when the frame ends. So it also compares two subframe images across the frames, and we get wrong disparity estimations. This happens fairly fast, so we get the average of these two sets of disparities. And the fundamental cause of this effect is the temporal delay between left eye image and right eye image. So by having the two eyes receiving light at the same time, we can reduce the depth distortion. And this is this effect gets bigger when the object moves faster, and it's also direction selective. And we can reduce the depth distortion in this particular technique. It's Carla interlaced technique, and it displays left eye image and right eye image using narrowband light source. On left eye image, there are three lobes. So light for the red, light for the green, light for the blue. And these are slightly displaced in wavelength relative to the right eye image. And what the glasses in front of eyes do is the left eye glass has this profile of transmission band, so it transmits only the left side lobes in each pair of the color. And the left eye, as a result, sees the left eye image but not the right eye image. And the same thing for the right eye view, too. This is easy to implement if we use two projectors, so six chips, red, green, and blue for two eyes. But in many cases, for economic reason, we prefer one projector to implement this technique. And this is how currently it is implemented. So one frame is temporally divided into two subframes, and during first subframe, the light source emits red, green, and blue for the left eye, and the red, green, blue chips are displaying the image for the left eye, and the right eye doesn't see anything, and vice versa in second subframe. So from the viewer's perspective, this is just the same as temporal interlacing display, and they experience the same depth distortion. But this is a virtue of this technology. So we cannot do this with shutter glasses or polarization glasses. But what we can do with this technique is this smart trick to reduce the depth distortion. So during the first subframe, the light source emits green for the left eye and red and blue for the right eye. And green chip shows the left eye image and red and blue chip shows the right eye image. In the second subframe, the light source emits the light for the green light for the right eye and red and blue for the left eye. And green chip shows the right eye image and red and blue chip show the left eye image. By doing this, both eyes are receiving some amount of light at the same time, and they receive the light almost all the time. Now let's see what happens in the depth perception. So this example, we assume the same object as in the previous explanation. So horizontal motion with zero disparity. And for green information, we get this depth distortion effect. And for red and blue, we get opposite direction effect. And we know the human visual system encodes color and luminance separately. So if we use color channel to calculate the disparity, then we will end up with two percepts. There could be a rivalry. Maybe we pick one and forget the other, or maybe we go back and forth. But anyway, we will end up with two depth percepts. But if we use luminance channel primarily, then there will be one percept average of all these four. But there are millions of colors in the world. Some light will have more green, some light will have more red, some light will have more blue. So we had to do a psychophysical experiment using a few colors that can represent all the colors here. This is HSV space, and the colors are in, so all the different colors, and from dark to the bright, and from gray to the pure color. And for our case, we are interested in red on one side and blue and red, green on one side and blue and red on the other side. So the two extremes will be fully saturated green and fully saturated magenta. And in the middle is a neutral color that has same luminance for, same brightness for green and magenta. And we picked two more desaturated colors. So these are the colors we came up with. We started from the saturated green on the left side. And as we go to the right, the green proportion decreases and magenta proportion increases. And we ended up with a saturated magenta. This is the stimuli we used to measure depth distortion. These circles were rotating in one direction. And because the depth distortion is caused by horizontal motion, the top part and bottom part will have the biggest depth distortion, but in opposite direction. So the whole plane will appear to be top pitched forward or top pitched backward. And the subject judges the slant of the plane relative to this vertical reference line, which was standing still, so there was zero disparity in this vertical reference line. So there were 10 circles. Each circle subtended 1 degree. The rotation diameter was 6 degrees in visual angle. And we tested 3 speeds in both directions. And the presentation duration was 3 seconds. So this is the scheme we used to estimate the amount of depth distortion. Here is the viewer, and there is a disparity, display. And when the rotation plane is on the surface with zero disparity, the depth distortion can make the plane to be perceived as slanted top backward. Then we inserted disparity in the contents. So we had the intended depth to be top pitched forward and canceled out the depth distortion. Then the subject will say the plane of rotation perceives as upright, then we estimated that as the amount of depth distortion. This is the result graph for one color, saturated green, 10 degrees per second, rotating counterclockwise. X-axis is nulling disparity. It was disparity at the top of the rotation plane. And in terms of the slant, it was top slanted backward on the left side and top slanted forward on the right side. And Y-axis was the proportion the subject answered. It appeared that top pitched forward. And with this speed, we got this data, it's actual data. And even though we introduced this amount of top pitched forward disparity, subject still said, I always see the plane looks as if top pitched backward. As we added more disparity, the subject got to a 50-50 chance point that subject was equally likely that the plane slant was in this direction or that direction. And finally, we added more disparity and the subject answered always the plane was top pitched forward. As we slowed down the speed, the magnitude of depth, estimated depth distortion got smaller and smaller. And we changed the direction and the sign of depth distortion changed. And as we speed up, the amount of depth distortion increased. This is the result for one color, and now I show you the result for all colors. And this is the prediction line. So there is no depth distortion with zero speed, and the magnitude grows as the speed grows, and there is direction selectivity feature. And the effect is opposite direction, in opposite direction, green and magenta, relatively. And this is very obvious prediction, but what's interesting is these desaturated or neutral case prediction. So if we calculate disparity using color signal, then these three won't be very clear. We will choose one of these two. But if we use luminance signal, then the result will follow these lines. And this is the real result. So saturated green and saturated magenta follow the prediction. That was not very surprising. But what's surprising is this neutral line and desaturated lines. They agree very well with the prediction. And these error bars are standard deviation. And the neutral color didn't show large variation. So the estimation was very, very stable. So we think this is very, very strong evidence for we are calculating the disparity using luminance signal. And we tested three subjects and they showed almost the same tendency. So distortion in perceived depth is a serious problem in stereoscopic 3D displays. And color interlacing approach can keep the luminance fairly constant over the time. And luminance, not color, is used for the disparity estimation. And we verified the color interlacing approach does reduce depth distortion. Thank you for your attention.
Now we have time for some questions.
We're going to show the ping pong ball again.
Oh, can we show the ping pong ball going back and forth again? Sure. So people who missed it can see it again?
I think the soccer ball.
Soccer ball. Did you say ping pong ball?
Yes, I said ping pong ball.
Sorry about that. And notice that as it's going to the left, it appears above the ground. Going to the right, it appears as though it's in the grass. This is something similar to the Pulfrick effect, which you can get.
Yeah, but
by putting sunglasses over one eye, is that right?
Yeah.
But this would be the Mach-Dvorak effect, where where the delay is actually in the display.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were the subjects blind to the manipulation.
Sorry.
Would the subject blind to your manipulation? Because
blind to the measurement?
Blind, meaning did they know what you are manipulating?
No, no, they didn't.
Did they know the predictions?
No. Oh, actually, one was me in the subject, but okay. Two didn't know that.
Any other questions, please raise your hand. Put that over your left eye.
Okay.
Whoops, too late. All right. Let's thank our speaker again.